Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will do a live analysis of an interesting coin. We've selected a new project where we want to do a quick analysis on. And yeah, let's get started. The usual way how we do crypto research, especially if it has to be fast, we're using something called the 6x6 method. So the 6x6 method analyzes these six parts as well as answers these six questions. So team, advisors, investors, technology, product, roadmap, partnerships, news, ease of use and availability. And on the question size, we see the what is the problem or transactional inefficiency the coin is trying to solve, how big is the market they are targeting, who is their competition and what does it do better, how does the token coin actually derive value for the holder, is there a staking mechanism or is it transactional, can it be easily copied, and what are the weaknesses or problems of that crypto. Now, as this 6x6 method can still take some time, I want to focus on two points in today's episode. One is the team. I want to look at the team of this coin. And on the second part, I want to kind of look at the technology or the product, if you will. I believe these are two of the most important parts when you do research. So I will kind of do a quick overview of this topic today. Before we get started, so the coin we actually want to look into, or the company, is called Invictus Capital. It actually came out of a comment from a viewer on YouTube. So if you also want me to review a certain coin, a certain project, make sure to comment below and I will do it on the next weekend video. So Invictus Capital, what they're trying to do is quite interesting. They are trying to create a token that is kind of a portfolio at the same time. So by investing into a token, you're investing directly into a portfolio. It's a weighted portfolio, and it has different cryptocurrencies inside. And the idea is that you invest into the top 20 currencies in weighted amounts by investing into that specific token. They are calling the company Invictus Capital, and the token is actually called Crypto 20. It's a tokenized cryptocurrency index fund. Quite interesting. And yeah, let's dive right in. If we look at kind of the team, if we go here, we see that the team is a lot of people, but what we are seeing, or what I usually look at, is kind of the management or the founding team. And we see here four people. We have Daniel Schwarzkopf, he's the CEO. We have Luke Schwarzkopf, data scientist and co-founder. Raymond Botta, software engineer, co-founder. Matthew Finlayson, blockchain engineer and co-founder. So these four people are quite interesting when starting out. So let's look at Daniel's profile. Obviously, normally we do a bit more deep dive research, but this time it has to be quick. So we're just looking at the LinkedIn profile. So Daniel Schwarzkopf looks like an entrepreneur, founder, CEO, has founded a bunch of companies, or has always been in kind of the founder role or managing director role. So 2014 already, he started BetVIP, founder and managing director of the world's first licensed Bitcoin sports book. Look, that's interesting. So he was already quite early invested and created kind of in the crypto space. Then actually he created a Data Profit, a commercial director and co-founder, and still is there. So that's going to be an interesting, the Data Profit part, which we will see quite shortly. Says here, in addition to our suite of products, Data Profit provides consulting and product development services to a myriad of industries, from finance to legal. As machine learning specialists, we are comprised of a diverse team of skilled computer scientists, statisticians, actuaries, engineers, and mathematicians that are poised to deliver something which has previously been unavailable to entities smaller than a nation state: actionable artificial intelligence solution. So they're kind of packaging up artificial intelligence and then offering it to different companies. I've looked into Data Profit, but we'll come to that in a second as well. And then Crypto 20, he's the founder and CEO, January 2017, in the Cayman Islands, Incorporated. This is always like I get why you're doing this, or why a company would do this, for be it for tax reasons or anything else. But Cayman Islands always is, at least, I mean, I'm super biased when it comes to these things, but always a bit suspicious. But let's take it with a grain of salt first. Luke Schwarzkopf seems like, I think, his brother, I'm not sure. Similar, that was also interesting. All four of these people have been to the University of Cape Town and in certain engineering spaces. So electrical and computer engineer, Daniel has been in chemical engineering. Raymond has actually been in computer science, and Matthew was a tutor, but he actually studied philosophy. So that's interesting. So let's go to Luke. So after completing his engineering degree, he worked as a tutor for Club Electron. It's a company that teaches basic electrical, electronic, and robotics principles to school children. And then has actually been starting working as a software developer, but only for 6 months. And I do believe I know why, but let's dive into this. Then short stint at Amazon Web Services in Cape Town. And then actually has been co-founder and data scientist and developer at Crypto 20. So it could very well be that he realized that here the opportunity is kind of growing, so he jumped onto that part. And then Invictus Capital, which is also in the Cayman Island and has been started in 2018. Now Raymond, if we look at Raymond's profile, software engineer most of the time and then co-founder and CTO. So what I would like to see in his part, although it's very, I mean, obviously this is only the stuff we can see and package into a short video, but what I would like to see here is a kind of the experience level. I mean, 1 year, 3 months, 6 months, and a couple of years or months to become a CTO, I'm not sure. Like, you have to be very, very experienced in the engineering department, in my opinion. Now, if we look at, well, then he's co-founder and CTO, as well as CTO of at Invictus Capital. Then we have Matthew. He has been working as a tutor and then a mentor and then exploratory data science. Worked in the product development department on the analysis of funds offered on Alan Gray's Lisp platform. So also very short stint there, and then jumped into Crypto 20 and then Invictus Capital. Now, generally, what I do like about these four co-founders, all of them have technical backgrounds. That's always a good sign, in my opinion, especially if you're a technology company, that the founding team, as well as the kind of advisors and first hires, at least, are have a deep engineering background, in my opinion. And this is exactly the case. So although we cannot see a lot of things here, we do see that they have all kind of development and engineering backgrounds. Now, if we look at the company Data Profit, I was able to see actually here that has been founded 2013 by Daniel Schwarzkopf. So he was one of the founders, and not a lot about funding rounds. So it looks like there were two rounds, and Knife Capital and KNF Ventures have invested. It's not clear how much they have invested. That would have been interesting to see. But what is interesting is that Yellow Woods has actually acquired, or first they have done an investment and then they have acquired them. Now, normally when you look at venture capitals and venture capital investments as well as startups, normally once a company gets acquired or IPOs, a lot of the founders do leave because the general structure and the strategy of the team and the company changes a lot, because the new investor or the investor who took part in the kind of funding has been kind of giving a different strategy than the founders originally set out to be. Now, that was actually my first thought, that both these guys actually worked in Data Profit and then jumped to this next topic or company, which would have been crypto, right? But if we look at the kind of the white paper, and if we search for Data Profit, we can actually see a quite interesting stuff here. In January 2018, up until the future, and this is the roadmap, but I will jump back into this topic soon, the data pulled from multiple exchanges, order books, volumes, etc., will be stored. After approximately 6 months of operations, this valuable deep data set will be used to inform future development, including development of an AI fund of AI fund products by partner Data Profit. So Data Profit is a partner here, and there will be some kind of exchange of data of in between these two companies. Now, what I did kind of to get an overview of the technology and the product is look up this article that I will link from Daniel from March. It is actually a bit newer than the white paper. The white paper, I think, has been released in October 2017, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, October 2015. And since then, it's kind of this updated idea. And I think this is the main idea, is that they are calling this Invictus Capital, which is kind of the top of two different funds. So on one side, you have the Crypto 20 fund and the Crypto 20 token. And on the other side, you have something called, I think, Hyperion fund, exactly, which is pre-ICO and ICO. So on one side you have, and they have actually maybe even renamed it. So Crypto 20 is the token, and then you have two funds, and one of which is Invictus Kinetic fund, which is a passive index fund, and the other is Invictus Hyperion fund. So that's the first thing we kind of need to differentiate. I am looking today at the Invictus Kinetic fund. I'm not like looking into Invictus Hyperion fund, because my expertise or our expertise doesn't lie in pre-ICO and ICO companies. So we are looking mainly at the companies that have already been listed. And this is kind of the main difference between the two funds. So one fund is looking only at companies that have not been listed or even pre-ICO. Says here, well, Crypto 20 has outperformed the growth of the total market cap as well as that of Bitcoin alone since the completion of the ICO at the beginning of December. Now, that is quite interesting, because considering that basically here for the podcast listeners, I'm pointing towards mid-January or actually end of December, where we had these crazy high price points. And since then, we have been much, much, much lower. And you see the Bitcoin price kind of dropping down, then going back up. And what you can see is that still the net asset value, and we'll come to that in a second, of C20, so of Crypto 20, is actually much, much higher than both the total market capitalization as well as the Bitcoin price. Now, the idea of this Invictus Kinetic fund is a tokenized fund. At the heart of this fund is a kinetic function that strictly defines its governing rules, enabling it to increase positions in tokens exhibiting growth while closing positions in tokens in decline, all without being subject to human bias, emotion, and interference. Now, in theory, that sounds amazing, right? You have a fund that automatically invests into cryptos that are increasing in value, and it automatically removes investment from cryptos that are declining in value. Now, the problem here is twofold. On one side, you have with funds, and I'm talking about the more technicalities here, but if you're a fund, one of the core features you have is the rebalancing. So whenever this happens, that one is increasing and the other is decreasing, you have to rebalance the fund a little bit. When you're doing this, you have to obviously transact the tokens and the coins. So every transaction costs. So for this to work with little capital, it has to be very cost efficient. And the other side is what you have is there are these rules, the governing rules. And the question is, what exactly or how exactly are these rules defined? Because if these rules are not specifically defined, or you don't know how they work, they can essentially even make mistakes. Now, hedge funds or like big investment funds, their goal is to beat the market and beat obviously index funds as well. So at the core, they're using both a human element and an AI element. Now, the artificial intelligence element, it sounds amazing on paper, but it has to get a lot of data in order to work efficiently. Now, this is never a guarantee, if you will, in this case. And this is actually, if we're going to cut it short, this is actually my kind of main concern. So I would like to know how exactly they're calculating certain things or basing these rules off of. And that would be the most important part. But we can see here there is an annual management fee of 0.75%. There's a token structure. These numbers are actually a bit different from what we're going to see in the white paper, but it could be because it's essentially an update to the white paper. And then you have the early stage investments in blockchain technology fund will not invest or trade in projects that already have listed tokens. And if we go down, then we have the Titan AI tool, which is also something that they kind of present as this huge innovation, in my opinion. It says here Titan is even capable of detecting cases where plagiarized content has been restructured and synonym substitutions have been made. Now, as far as I know, and I might be mistaken here, but as far as I know, academic papers are also going through these machines. So Titan AI tool won't be the first that can find a double or plagiarized content. We've already indexed thousands of ICO white papers for comparing white papers against, but as our users upload papers, this corpus will grow automatically. That's pretty cool, but still, yeah, sounds like a lot of marketing speak in my opinion. Now, if we go at the look through the white paper, there are a couple of things I've marked here. So first of all, I really liked the white paper, 16 pages, fairly non-technical, if you will, in my opinion, quite understandable, but it looks very professional. I like it. If we go here, let me see whether I can find my notes. So let's see here whether we can see the highlights. Looks here, maybe we can find it here, just a second, because I'm using this kind of tool to highlight the PDFs and I've highlighted it already. Let's see what it loads up, but I think it should work this time. But in any case, 16 pages, it's double-sided, so it's a fairly quick read, and I always recommend going through the white paper. Obviously, this is kind of the first instance. Now, it says here, Crypto 20 is not a platform. It is a fully functioning product, and its token value is not based on speculation, but rather the product benefits and not net asset value of the 20 underlying cryptocurrencies. Now, this is kind of an issue. So, net asset value. If we look here for the podcast listeners, it says here, small graphic, a net asset value is assets minus liabilities. So assets could be, for example, inventory or real estate or anything like this. Liability is anything you have to pay to someone else divided by the number of shares. This gives you the net asset value. Now, from what I understand, they are basing these 20 cryptocurrencies or taking the net asset value of these cryptocurrencies. Now, I'm not sure whether you can still do this with or already can do this with cryptocurrencies. I mean, the net asset value is a quite interesting number, but I don't believe that cryptocurrencies are already at the stage where we have enough data to actually say what is an asset, what is a liability, and then, yes, the number of shares you have by taking the number of tokens, right? Of the 20 underlying cryptocurrencies, there are no broker fees, advice fees, or exit fees. Crypto 20's utility token is called C20. It's an ERC20 token, by the way. It can be traded at any time. Holdings are fully transparent. There are no legacy banking fees or expensive fund managers. Sounds really cool, I must say. Then we kind of go through the paper, and what they're explaining here is what exactly funds or kind of investment funds funds are, what type of funds exist. So they're talking about the open-end mutual fund, the exchange-traded fund, and the closed-end fund. And they're saying that Crypto 20 is actually a hybrid, a closed hybrid fund with different options. Now, when we continue to look here, says here kind of the token distribution and structure. And this is actually a bit different from what we've seen. So we do have a hard cap. We didn't have one on the Medium post. It's an ERC20 token available for purchase at 75 million, a minimum ICO contribution, minimum raise, price per token. And then we have 7.5% goes to the C20 team. 0.5 to the advisory team, and that's actually good. So normally I think teams usually get between 15% and 20%, so that's actually quite a low number, so that's something I do like. And if we look at the rest, it's essentially 87% goes to the ICO participant. Then When we continue here, there is also a bit of details on how rebalancing works, or what kind of formula they're using in order to rebalance the portfolio. And that, in my opinion, is not that specific. So in my opinion, it's not a winner or a deal breaker. But obviously, it's quite interesting. They are also saying that they're using the FTSE Russell's capping methodology when it comes to rebalancing. So there is a formula, and this is the FTSE Russell capping methodology formula when it comes to rebalancing the fund. Now, this again goes a bit over the topic of this video, but at the same time, explains a bit the trading strategy and all of these things. Now, it then talks also about automation. Crypto 20 will be automated via API integration with multiple exchanges, possibly including but not limited to Bitstamp, Bitfinex, BTER, Bittrex, and Poloniex. The full list of exchanges utilized will be available on our website when trading begins. Additional exchanges will be added when vetted and APIs with the minimum sufficient functionality are made available. So that's another very interesting thing. So it's kind of, you need to know which exchanges are being used and whether they're secure or not, because this actually brings us to the almost the last point here, which I think is important. Yes. Crypto 10 will at any stage hold varying amounts of the 20 coins that form the index it tracks. The majority of each of these cryptocurrencies will be stored in cold wallets, with a small percentage of each currency stored in a wallet on our service so as to facilitate automatic rebalancing. If rebalancing necessitates moving more of the cryptocurrency to these hot wallets, this will be done manually via interfacing with various cold wallets. Crypto 20's portfolio managers will be notified ahead of time as to accommodate this. So again, this is sounds good in theory, and it's just something we need to see in practice. Are there any rules? Who has exactly access to these cold wallets? Where are these cold wallets stored? They're using Ledger Nano S's, and all of these things, I think, do play a role. It says here, well, secure safe deposit box with backup paper wallets stored at separate secure locations, which is actually a normal and good way of storing these things. Locations are undisclosed for security consideration. Now, here, of course, the question is, do you have to keep this undisclosed for security? Probably, but at the same time, does it kind of invoke intransparency a little bit? So this is, again, something that I would say wait and see. Now, yeah, that's kind of the data profit part, which we've already talked about. So there is a connection to the previous company of the co-founders that data will be exchanged. Now, whether this is good or bad, it's difficult to say because I don't really know how data profit is working. But at the same time, for you as an investor, it is kind of a good thing that a AI and machine learning company focus is actually working on improving the fund by improving its algorithms. Then here says here in the conclusion, hybrid market cap weighted, so 10% index strategy portfolio consisting of the top 20 coins by market cap with rebalancing weekly produced a combination that has broad market exposure and acceptable turnover without allowing a single asset and thus a single source of risk to dominate. Crypto 20 is poised to set a new standard for cryptocurrency investments as a transparent, secure, and directly asset-linked token as a portfolio. Crypto 20 aims to bring low-fee, broad market exposure crypto investment to the mainstream with its innovative single token offering. Like I said, I really like it in theory. I think what is important for me is the differentiation. So if you're an active crypto investor, so if you're interested in these things, if you like to do research, if you like to read on white papers, on our research that we are publishing, then this is not for you, because you want to be kind of in control of your own investments. Now, if you're saying, well, this is all cool and well, but I'm actually super busy, I don't have any time for research, you have two options. One is to invest into something like C20. And on the other side, obviously, you could invest into Blue Alpine Research by buying a membership, and then you would get access to the research papers as well. But at the same time, the C20 token is kind of a token for very, very, very passive people. That's fine. That's great. I do think that the kind of the numbers in the white papers, as well as kind of the theory in the white papers, do add up. But at the same time, I would like to see how it performs, whether they will see any security safety issues down the road, and only then I would kind of invest into C20. Nonetheless, this is not financial advice. Obviously, you have to talk to a financial advisor before investing money, and there's also this financial disclaimer here in the paper as well. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel below in the video description or the podcast description. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.